The fact is that this movement is growing throughout Europe. In this moment, if people don't go into the streets, nothing will happen. Europe is the only possibility as a resistance against this war in this moment. So I think this mobilization is very important. Nobody was expecting so much people. The beginning of this demonstration had started, and after 3 hours and a half, the tail was still there. They still couldn't move one step.
A European social forum was held in Florence, Italy, from November 7th to the 10th, 2002. 20,000 to 40,000 people attended hundreds of conferences, seminars, and workshops under the theme Another Europe is Possible. The forum culminated in a march where 1 million people peacefully demonstrated against the war on Iraq. Italian feminist Paola Mercuri spoke with Wings about the European Social Forum and the march.
This demonstration came after Genoa, so it was somehow a bet from the city council and the people to demonstrate that it was possible to have a very strong anti-war action without any violence. And the message was that this social movement, these people want to question what is the future, what is the sustainability of a possible future, and what are the big questions globally that have to be answered to imagine a future, because how the world is going, the future is almost not imaginable. And the presence of the youth in this sense with this kind of questions was noticed. Even the worst media had to recognize that these people are the only ones who are asking themselves big questions that have to do with the future of the humanity. The other message was very strong, I think, was the idea of which kind of limit has to be put to the human greed to be able to build something which is sustainable in terms of peace and also in terms of redistribution of richness. And the last thing was that this movement was a movement for democracy. What is the meaning of this word today? This movement is trying to build a democracy inside because it tries to put together very different souls, very different ideologies, very different kind of people. So how decisions are made in this movement are already kind of testimony of a witness that a certain kind of democracy can be built. Decision can be made democratically within very different kind of people and with some possibility of respecting this difference, but being able to have a common goal in a certain moment. This is a way of redefining the democratic landscape. It's from one side a question to the meaning of democracy in a place where it's economy who rules the world. And the other sense is, what does it mean to respect differences? The government has tried with all its means to stop the march. At one point, when it was visible that it was not possible to stop, they just stayed around the town waiting for the accident. So that is why it was so important that nothing happened. But the reaction now, I've been told today that they have arrested 30 people, they are searching around, and with the imputation of having participated in Genoa demonstration. We wonder if it's not the form of response of the fact that there it was not possible to do anything.
The day after this interview, it was reported that 42 social forum organizers were arrested, charged with conspiracy and subversive association for their participation in the G8 protest in Genoa in 2001.
The population was very important because the first days all the town was completely closed. The shops were closed, but little by little people saw that these young people were not devastating anything. We're just discussing. So little by little the town opened up. There was really this reopening of the shops and a different relationship from the population with the social forum population. And that was also something that prevented the government to respond in any way. I just want to add, what is the role of women in these social movements? Women are very invisible in the social movement. They are more than half. They organize the work. They do a lot of material work and infrastructural work, but they're not visible in the plenaries, in the discourses. And from the other side, the social movement are using a lot of the kind of self-organization that the women's movement have built in the past, because this kind of using democratic horizontal form of organization, not hierarchical, are very similar to the women's movement. But the contribution of women's teams are not visible as such. But the Women World March and feminist and women organization are trying to form a more visible and a bigger movement that could take a more visible role against war. Because traditionally there has been a lot of work from a women movement in Europe, and not only in Europe, but in all the conflict areas, as a mediation in Kosovo, in Palestine and Israel, and it's going on now. And in this social forum also, it was decided a day of mobilization in all the European capitals for the 15th of February, in the same day against these wars. And that it was the first time that all these demonstrations in the capitals are trying to organize themselves and to form a coalition. This is the first time. I think this is absolutely crucial, because there are governments in Europe who are strongly against this war.
This is Stacey Pettigrew reporting for Wings.